Marcia Yeoman, you're right here to release the CD, a CD party for your third CD, Voices from the Underground. Critics say that is the best so far. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I think you grow as a songwriter as you go along. I've been writing songs now for, I don't know, many years, since I was a young teenager. And I think also you get better at at playing in the studio, and it's a number of things as well. So, yes, but I'm very proud of this CD.
You told me you played music from your teenager on. What was the urge? What was made it that you decided this is what I wanted to do? This is, I want to be a musician.
For me, it was because I wrote first. I started writing, and it's a strange thing when I look back. My father died when I was 13, and I started to write. Not consciously, I think it was a way of dealing with the situation, and this writing started, and it just didn't stop. And so I was writing poetry and writing in a journal, and that, you know, evolved into writing songs. And I had played guitar as a young child. I'd been given classical guitar lessons and things, so I found myself picking the instrument up to illustrate my poems or my songs. So it was very much a self-taught and very organic thing that happened, and I didn't really think of sharing it with other people until I was in my late 20s and through you know,
so if I understand you correctly, you first make the lyrics and then you make the music with it, because sometimes songwriters are doing the other way.
I have it, sometimes it happens the other way. Sometimes now I'll pick the guitar up, or I'll sit down at a piano, and it's almost like the notes or the sounds of certain chords will bring a certain emotion about, and that can kick off writing. And I can do it the opposite way around, but I find the majority of the time that I write the lyrics first. I very much, to me, songs are like 3-minute movies, or a moment in time that you've seen, and it's like your mind captures it like a photograph, and then it becomes a song.
You have to try to tell a story in 3 minutes.
Yes, which is not always easy.
On what critics do a song have to fulfill? What makes you say, yeah, this is right, this is what I'm going to put on record?
I think it's a rare combination of things. You write a lot of songs and very few you end up recording. And I think it's a mix of something that you wanted to express or say, and that you feel that you've captured that somehow. It's a very instinctual thing. I think you just know in your own instinct that it's right. Yeah, and usually that's the guideline I use, and I don't sit down and say, oh, I must write a blues song, or I must write a song that's a folk song. The songs, I just write and I let the song decide what it is. And that's why if you hear any of my albums, I tend to blur across genres. You know, there's folk songs there with blues songs, with country songs. And yeah.
And now your new CD, Voices from the Underground. You traveled a lot. I think that's the red line in that album. Because if I listen to the opening track, Warm Nights in Austin, that is, if you come over there for the first time, the feeling that you had, that you want to express in a song, is that okay?
Yes. Yeah. I think, you know, the songs on Voices from the Underground came from the travelling over the last couple of years, and just different places where I've been, and I think art really affects me on a deep level, you know, whether it's architecture or it's music or dance or painting. I'm a real art junkie, and I found some of the places that I got to visit for the first time, like Italy, and that just overwhelming, the beauty of the art. And in modern times, sometimes we seem to be very fascinated with technology, to the detriment a little bit sometimes of not taking as much notice of the beautiful things that are around us. And Europe is just like a smorgasbord of beautiful art, especially when you come from Australia, which is a younger country since white settlement. You know, it's ancient country with its Aboriginal culture, and that's very rich. But our culture, our buildings are, you know, 200 years old, whereas you can stand here outside something that's 1,000 years old. And it's, and so a lot of the songs, I think there's a theme there somehow of, you know, making sure that, that we don't forget, you know, the beauty of this art that surrounds us everywhere.
Uh-huh. As you said, you've been in many countries. Is it also telling us about Marisa Yeim and that he is kind of restless? Does he have to travel and have to go around the world?
Well, I think I've always been restless because I started out traveling. My family took me out on the road, so to speak. From 4 years of age, we traveled. And I'm a bit contradictory. I'm quite happy to be in one place for a certain period of time. And then, I think I'm an explorer. And that's it. I just love to explore countries and different cultures. And that's one of the great things that comes from playing music, is the opportunity to meet people in different parts of the world. And just the I have a fascination with the differences in people's lives. And it's a great education, and I see it as an ongoing education. It started as a young child and it's still going on now. I think that's part of the traveller in me.
And that restless thing that you feel, is it also caused the urge that you have to write it down, that you do have to do something with your experiences?
I think so. Well, what I tend to do is I don't always write when I'm in the country, because I'm usually on tour or something and it's usually quite hectic. What I find I do is I capture moments of time in amongst that, and I make a few notes, but it's like my mind captures the mood and the feeling of the place. And sometimes the things that I write don't come directly as songs. Sometimes I'll just open my journal and write and just express how I feel to be in that place. And then later, from that, I can go almost back into where I was and write a piece about that place.
Mm-hmm.
There is a thing, it's almost like a sense of wanting to be like a journalist in a way of telling, sharing with people what you see, because not everybody gets the chance to go to some of these places and meet some of these people and see some of the things that I do, and it's a nice way to share that.
Yeah, and you want to express that in your songs.
Yes.
You've been in many places, now you live for several time in The Hague, in Holland. Is it the end of the journey, or do you think...
Well, I intend to be very settled for a while, yes.
Bags are not packed already?
No. Part of the reason for the move was that when you live in Australia, as beautiful as it is to live there, it's a long way from the rest of the world, and it's a very long flight. And it's just nice to be able to be centred somewhere where it's not... So you don't spend so much time travelling to places, and I love the Dutch culture. And ever since I came here for the first time in 2006, it was just an instant love affair. So it's really nice to come here and be able to wake up in the morning and go about your lifestyle with seeing people do what they do in Holland every day of the week. It's uh-huh. still a novelty to me. So it's. It's really great.
Okay. Can I ask, what are you... do you know already what your plans for the future are, musically?
Musically, at least for the next year and a half, I'll be touring with this album, and I hope to start writing on another one in between there. And then I also have a couple of little projects. I dabble with writing projects on the side, so mm-hmm. I have a poetry book that I... I've been working on for a couple of years, and so I'd like to try and get that out in the next year and a half, 2 years sort of thing, so get that finished, which is very hard because it's a bit like trying to make an album. You always think that you'll write another song, another song, another song, and you keep putting off getting started, but I've put the majority of it together. It's just the last few years I've written a lot of stuff I'd like to have time to go through. And
Is there a particular song that you like most of your album?
They change. Sometimes you feel closer to a certain song than other songs, and then that will alter. I don't know that I have a favourite on this album. I do love them all, but I enjoy Straggler and the Human Race, And I really do like Montmartre tonight. Yeah.
I think we're going to play that later in the show. Marisa.
You're right.
All right.
Marisa,
excuse me. I want to thank you for this nice conversation, and I
hope
that you may achieve all the goals that you're heading for, and I wish you lots of success with the rest of the album, and that you may hit the charts.
Thank you very
much. Earlier tomorrow than the day after.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that, you know, the support you've given me in your radio show over the last three albums, which is fantastic. I think that's great. Thanks.
Okay. Marisa, we keep you in eye and in ear.
Thank you.
Thank you.